This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City, and time now for our Community Corner for a Thursday morning. It's always fun to talk with this gentleman that's right next to me, talking about all the good things going on in the great outdoors in Hamilton County. And 2026 will be a busy one for the Hamilton County Conservation Department. Also, not only that, but also what's happening with the golf facility, also something happening at the Briggs Woods Garage, because I have joining me on the, right here, live in person, we have John Laird, naturalist with Hamilton County Conservation. John, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here today. This is going to be an exciting year for 2026. We're talking off air because one of the things is actually starting tomorrow, I believe, and that is the new golfing simulator.
Correct. Yeah, out at the clubhouse. You can go out there. You can go on briggswoods.com and sign up or call the clubhouse at 832-9572 and sign up. It's $40 per hour. Up to four golfers can share that and experience. And the simulator simulates over 2,000 courses worldwide. I went in there the other day to take a look at it and saw Tyler and Travis playing on there and experimenting with it and seeing how it works. It's a neat experience. Get the golfers out if they're getting a little cabin fever and get them out and get them to, you know, be able to hit a few balls, and it's interesting to watch them hit the ball, and it actually mimics what would have happened on the course. It's right. Kind of a neat thing with technology and how it works, and how that simulator is a fun experience for people to have a reason to go out there and experience just practicing.
Now, is this the only one in the state of Iowa there, John, that has a simulator?
I'm not for sure on that one.
I'll have to talk with
I have to ask Travis that. He'd be the one to know.
Called him later on this morning, but again, that is such a nice addition there. At Briggswoods Golf Course, gives them a little taste of warm weather, a little golfing, and then thinking about when the golf season begins down the road in a few months.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's going on at Briggswoods Golf Course. Now we have something new coming up this year, too, there, John, and that's going to be some activity there at Briggswoods with the their shop there.
Right. Thanks to the generous contributions by Dean Bowden, we're able to build a new shop facility. And it's 60 by 104 feet. And our current building, we've just outgrown. The current building was built in the 1980s. And our facilities and staffing have just outgrown what we have. And thanks to Dean's contribution, we're able to build a new shop. It's located up above the beach area.
Mm-hmm.
And where it used to be a barrel pit area up over the beach. And it's being built right now. The guys are up there working on it today as we speak. And the idea is to have that functional this spring, summer. They'll be running operations out of that. And then what will happen is the current building, the operations maintenance building for Hamilton County Conservation, will become a learning or nature center. And Brian Lammers, our director, has been working on ideas for getting grants for that. And our board's trying to get an idea on exactly how this will all transition over the next few years.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be... When do they start work? It's doing right now. They're doing the work on the building at this
point. Working on it now, putting walls in and things like that, wiring, things like that. Yep.
And that should be completed when there, John? In the next month or so? Or
next couple months.
Months. Okay. So that's happening at the shop there at Briggs Woods. And of course, we'll talk about all the golfing activities already in January. Still a few snow places here and there, but all in all, people just thinking about the golf season just down the road. Well, coming up, we just had our first naturalist event of the year, and that was just at the start of 2026. I understand, kind of a good turnout, nevertheless, for that night hike they had back on January 3rd there, John.
Yeah, it's, the state does a program on the first of the year. State parks do that on January 1st. And so rather than duplicate what the state was doing, I decided to do something, you know, a few days later. So January 3rd, to celebrate the new year, we had a full moon and luminary night hike. It was cloudy that night, so we didn't get to see the moon, but we used our phones and the astronomy apps that we have on there available to look at what was behind the clouds. And then we had glass luminary jars out from going from the office on the bike trail all the way up to the barn, up to shelter three. And so we walked that, enjoyed the night, and came back. Then we actually heard some owls when we were out that night. So that was kind of a neat experience for those people that came. And all the programs, Pat, I just do have listed on mycountyparks.com. I did get them all posted on there, and so people can get on there and register. Most of the programs, I like people to register, but not all of them are registration required. And then like us on Facebook, because we do try and post those programs coming up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So the first event's coming up, well, the second event actually is coming up, I see here, John, is latter part of February. And that is going to be the Build Your Own Rain Barrel Workshop.
Yeah, correct. Brand new program. I've never done it before. Thought it would be, I always look for new ideas. I talked to some other county naturalists that had done this, got some ideas. So we're converting 55-gallon barrel drums to a rain barrel. And I'll have the holes pre-drilled, and so basically it'll be some assembly required for the people to do when we're together. And I'll have a little talk beforehand explaining how the do's and don'ts of rain barrels, and then we will go out to the shop area and assemble them. Together we'll partner and build them, and there's a $45 fee for that, for the rain barrel. That's basically covering supplies and a little bit of labor on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a fun experience. Get to learn how to make your own rain barrel and be able to take it home and put it in your yard, put it back to your garden, next to your garden. I've got one in my yard now I've been using and experimenting with, and it's a good way to conserve water. If you want to be a water conservationist, you can create your own rain barrel and use that rainwater at home.
There you go. A little save money, I guess, for water. So that's coming up on the 28th of February, the Build Your Own Rain Barrel Workshop.
Yep.
Also coming up, we're back to that fun topic on how to make your own maple syrup. That'll be a few weeks later. And the date for that, John, is on March 14th, once the kids get all back from school. Or not from school, but from their spring break, I believe.
Correct, yeah. And that program, we would, you don't necessarily have to register for it. It's first come, first serve. You'll walk into the clubhouse, and then Kelly there will, you'll pay, if you want to have the meal, it's a cost of $15 per person. It's a fundraiser breakfast. Kids 10 and under can eat for free, no charge. And so they can eat inside. Because of the golf simulator being upstairs, we won't be able to sit very many people upstairs. So we'll have to flow into the downstairs dining area. So some people might have to eat downstairs, which is, you know, no big deal. But we will also have a tree tapping station out front, out alongside the clubhouse, where we'll have a maple tree tapped and be able to see how that process works. And then the cooker, the maple syrup cooker, the slap cooker, we'll have running. And that'll be outside, probably out back this year, not for sure. We're going to have to kind of look at that, see how where we didn't end up putting it. But people enjoy watching that sap cook down to the syrup. It starts out clear and ends up that brownish color that sap or syrup typically has.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun experience. I have had some people tell me that they've learned how to do this on their own. And so they tap their own trees in their yard and make their own syrup.
It's a really?
Neat experience.
Wow.
But it takes about 40 gallons to make 1 gallon of syrup. So 40 gallons of tree sap for 1 gallon of syrup. So it does vary a little bit in the tree species of the maples on the sugar content, but that's roughly what it takes. So there's a lot of work involved with cooking that down. Roughly it takes, you know, a full day to cook it down, and then a little bit on a second day to boil it down. I usually boil it down in my stove and in my house to finish it up.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's coming up on March 14th. April 4th, I believe that'll be the Easter weekend this year.
Yeah.
And they're having a golden deer antler hunt.
Yeah, kind of go along with that theme of, you know, hunting for something on Easter weekend. On that Saturday, April 4th, 10 to 11, we'll be at Little Wall Lake at the Wilcox Nature Trailhead, which is just below the big cabins down there. And I will have laid out some antlers beforehand. I'll have a silver one, a bronze, and a golden antler, and a little price for each one, along with regular antlers and maybe some skulls that are laid out. What I do, Pat, is I put a flag out, like an orange flag, and within 5 feet of that flag is an antler. So it gives people a positive experience of finding antlers, and some of them I try and hide, and some I just lay out. It's a good experience by families that come. Last year we had a good showing for that, and people had a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That's coming up the Saturday before Easter, April 4th, for the Golden Deer Antler Hunt.
And that one I have limited to 60 people, so you just need to register online at mycountyparks.com.
All right. Earth Day Nature Journalism, Now this is coming up on the day of Earth Day, which is on April the 22nd, I believe the 56th anniversary of Earth Day.
Yeah. Always trying to come up with something for Earth Day, And typically I've done trash pickups, and sometimes I struggle getting people to show up to do that. But we're going to do nature journaling, which is a unique experience for everybody because everybody's different. And we're going to basically go out and experience the woods and bring your camp chair and soak in nature and journal a little bit. And because everybody's different, some people might draw, some people might write, some people might just do a variation of that. And whatever it is for each person, it'll be a little bit different. And but we'll meet together afterwards to share our thoughts and experience. People are so hardwired to their phone, Pat. Nobody goes outside anymore and just becomes part of nature. And this is what that is experience is about, is getting away from the technology, getting away from the computer screen, the TV screen, the phone screen, and de-stressing. You know, medically, it's been proven that people's stress levels go down, heart, and it's good for people's health to just be outside, not just talking, walking outside or biking or whatever they're doing physically, but emotionally, mentally, it's good to get away from those things and de-stress.
Okay, that's coming up on April 22nd. Yep. Hey, John, let's take kind of a quick break, and then we come back. We'll talk more about the great things happening in the great outdoors on KQWC. It's 18 before 9.
We take you back to 1954.
I'm looking for a revolutionary sound.
Plug, 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 plug your toilets. Plug, plug, plug.
That's not it.
Well, since my baby left me, my potty's been all plugged up.
Next.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
That's it.
In 1954, the Roto-Rooter jingle was born. Today, they're the largest sewer and drain cleaner in North America. When this continent is plugged up, they know who to call.
Roto-Rooter.
Call Bob Hildreth at 515-832-3010 today. All right, 17 now before the hour of 9. Interesting half hour we're having with John Laird of Hamilton County Conservation. John, we talked about Earth Day. Now, coming up a few days later will be the Silkworm Secrets and Conservation Legacy Celebration. What's that all about?
Kind of going on with the theme of Earth Day, kind of looking at some different ideas that week. From 10 to 11, we'll have a Secrets of the Silkworm Revealed program given by a local person. We'll have a guest speaker, Loretta Zhu, who raises silkworms as a hobby. We'll present on how to raise and silkworms and create silk. And everybody enjoys the fabric of silk. And afterwards, we'll discuss what's unique about the Iowa County Conservation Board system. Iowa is the only state that has a county conservation board system statewide organized out of all 50 states. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then after that, we're going to have a trash pickup. We'll fill the gator, try and fill the back end of our John Deere gator. From 11 to 12, we'll do a trash pickup. And we'll end up from noon to 1 having a campfire, hot dogs, and s'mores out back of the conservation office. I have an area I'm calling the Outback for programming, where we have some fire rings and picnic tables. We can go out and enjoy that time together afterwards and just visit a little bit.
All right, that's coming up on April the 25th. Then the following Saturday, we have milkweeds and monarch butterflies, John.
Lots of interest right now in milkweeds and monarchs and pollinators as a whole. And so I figured I'd do a program on that. And I'm going to try and raise some milkweed plugs and be able to hand some out if we can successfully grow them over the winter or over the spring. I know that's a hard topic for some people. We're so used to pulling milkweed and spraying milkweed. And if we want monarch butterflies, we just plain need the common milkweed. So it's a re-education process. I do have milkweed growing in my yard. I notice other people in town do have milkweed growing in their yard as well. And try and get people to realize that's okay. If you like monarchs, they need to have that milkweed.
They sure do.
So, and we're going to talk a little bit about the monarch and its journey down to Mexico and back, and what's going on nationwide with trying to get the monarch numbers up.
All right. Coming up on May 2nd. Now we're heading into the summer months there, John. One of the highlights each year in that first weekend in June is the free fishing weekend, courtesy of the Iowa DNR. And again, this year you're doing the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, June 6th.
Yeah, and that'll be from 8:30 to 9, registration at the Briggs Woods. There's a smaller picnic shelter there next to the beach. That's the one we'll be using. And the certified officers there, we have 3 certified officers on staff conservation, along with our deputies and DNR officers, City police officers and county sheriff employees will be there as well. And the whole idea is to break down the barrier between law enforcement and kids and people, for them to get to know that the officers are people too, and build relationships and friendships with them, and do a little bit of fishing and learn how to do fishing. And each kid will get some type of a little prize that participates. And so it's a fun event to come out and bring your poles and just have a fun time trying to fish at the park and learn some of the basics if you've never done it before.
So don't miss that coming up on June 6th. In case of rain, it'll be held the following day on June 7th.
Yep.
And we have the first in the series of fireside chats that'll be happening at Camp Winoki, located not far from, I believe, just south of Fort Dodge.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I do typically a few programs with Karen Hansen, who is the Webster County Naturalist, at Camp Winoki during the summer. They have some facilities there that are fun to use. And the primitive weapons is nice to have two naturalists working with that for safety. We'll be throwing tomahawks, which is fun to be able to do that, and using atlatls and throwing long darts at targets, and then using slingshots. So those would be the primitive weapons that, you know, in our past people used to do hunting, and people just don't do that anymore. When I was a kid, every kid had a slingshot, and you'd go out and you'd play with that slingshot. You had a BB gun, or you had a bow and arrow. And those are just skills that people have lost. So this is to reintroduce people to some of those skills, Pat.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up the latter part of, was it June 11th for that. All right, a few days later, that's the following Wednesday, there will be a Dutch oven gathering potluck there, John.
Yeah, correct. Once again, we're talking an outdoor skill that people have kind of lost over the years. Dutch oven cooking is one of those skills. Martha Washington felt so connected to her Dutch oven. It was in her will as to who that went to. And on the pioneers on the frontier would have had to use that Dutch oven to survive. So the idea is from 5 to 7, you bring a Dutch oven, and you bring a recipe, and you bring some food to put in your Dutch oven, and together we'll have a potluck. I'll have the fires going out back. We'll have charcoal available, and together as a group, we will cook whatever the people cook. There'll be some main dishes, some soups probably, and some desserts. Whatever people bring, it's a potluck, so you don't know what you're going to get till you get there. And then together we will eat outside, so bring a lawn chair. And also if the weather is a little inclement or people want, they'll be able to go into the office and eat into our conservation office as well. Yeah,
don't want to be bothered by the bugs, I suppose.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, some people, if the bugs are bad, we'll go inside and eat. Yeah, yep.
There you go, June 17th. And then coming up in July, there will be chasing fireflies, bat counts, and glow games that evening.
Yeah, we're going to be gathering up at Shelter 3 at Briggs Woods. And the magic of fireflies, it's one of those things I grew up to, chasing fireflies. And our kids did, and a lot of kids don't anymore. But to go out and chase the fireflies in the evening, put them in a jar, look at them, observe them, and then release them later in the evening. And that also at that time at dusk, we have some bat houses up there by the barn, and we're going to count the bats coming out. And then we wrap up with that. I've got some glow games. I've got glow darts and glow frisbees and glow balls. And so we'll have some activities with glow games for a little bit afterwards and wrap up by 10 o'clock and head out after that. Fun evening.
Should be coming up on July 8th there at Briggs Woods. Then a big celebration, John, is coming up that first day in August, a Saturday. Now, normally there would be the cleanup of the Boone River, but I don't see it's going to be on here this year. But again, Bell's Mill is celebrating 100 years dating back to the year 1926, John.
Correct. It's the 100th celebration of Bell's Mill being a county park, and so we're going to have a big celebration. There is the last few years, the campground hosts down there have had a Bell's Bash event, and we're going to tie that together with this 100th celebration, and the planning is currently still going on. We'll have different activities going on during the day, and one activity I'll be participating in will be a history tour. So we'll start at the schoolhouse at 2 p.m., and we'll go look at the grist mill kiosk, talk about the grist mill that was there, and walk through the park, talk about the history of the park, look at the site where the grist mill originally was. We'll look at that from the bridge, and we'll talk about the area and how it was used pre-settlement, during settlement, and after settlement, and how it's used today. Just kind of an overview. There's also the log cabin we'll go through and tour down there, which is interesting to look at.
I know that coming down the road, you'll talk more about what happened during this year of 2025. But what is going to be interesting is find out, John, how the campers use these parks in 2025. You mentioned Bell's Mill with their celebration going on. We can't forget, of course, Little Wall Lake near Joel and
Briggs
of course,
Woods.
Briggs Woods. So it'll be interesting to hear the numbers of all those campers that use those parks.
The big change over the last year that people were getting used to was the cashless system.
Yes.
To pay by either QR code using your cell phone or going on our website, mycountyparks.com, and paying and reserving online just like you do like the cabins, getting people to that new system, used to that new system.
Sure. Stargazing Night Hike, this will be an event, I believe, once school begins for 26-27. That'll be on the last Saturday. Actually, that'll be, it's going to be the last weekend in August. I'm just trying to read my mind if that is on Labor Day weekend. But no, that's, Labor Day is on the 7th of September.
Yeah,
this year.
A little before Labor Day there.
Before Labor Day.
On the 29th of August at 9:30 to 10:30 at night at Little Wall Lake Park. We'll meet at the Maple Shelter, which is the picnic shelter down there. And we will walk the park, walk that trail in the north end that goes along the stream and see what we can see, try and call some owls, and probably use our phones to look at the night sky as well. People enjoy night hikes, Pat. You may wonder why I have so many. People enjoy getting out at night. I don't know what it is about walking around with a flashlight with the red cellophane wrap on it so we don't blind each other's eyes and our eyes don't get so they get used to the dark. But we're going to walk that area and have a nice time together and see what we can experience.
All right, that's coming up on the Saturday, the 29th of August. Then coming up a few weeks later, the 19th of September, it's a program called Forest Bathing, the Healing Nature of Nature, says here. That's actually a Saturday morning event.
Yeah. From 10 to noon, we will gather up at Shelter 2 and immerse ourselves in nature, be able to go out and sit in a chair and just relax, disconnect from the technology, and participants will experience the calming and restorative benefits of nature to reduce stress and enhance mental clarity and deepen connections to the natural world. So we can rediscover and calm ourselves by just going out and having that renewing experience outside. People just don't take time to slow down and get away from their screens anymore, get away from their phones.
Right.
And then we'll gather back at the shelter afterwards and kind of discuss it and see what people thought. And hopefully it's something that maybe people will start to do a little bit on their own.
So this is something brand new.
Yeah,
It's neat.
That forest bathing is a concept that's kind of going across the country right now. A lot of the naturalists are sharing that experience and whole idea of simply getting people back out and to connect with nature and disconnect with the technology.
We're almost running out of time here, John, but I want to mention, too, that big Halloween event's coming up to two parks in Hamilton County. One is at Little Wall Lake on the 10th of October, and then the 17th of October, the scene will shift to Briggs Woods Park south of Webster City.
Yeah, both of those are trick-or-treating events from 4 to 7 p.m., and then we have people mover rides going during that time as well. And they're all posted on mycountyparks.com, and they're fun events. They're family-oriented events, and they're just a positive thing. I can't believe how competitive the campers get in competing for the best decorated campsite.
Right. Fireside Chat at Camp Winoki. That'll be, I believe, the last one for 2026 there, John, for their events of the season?
Yeah, we're doing a luminary night hike down there. We've had 100 people show up for that in the past. It's been so big, we've had to break it up into two groups. Karen will lead one, and I'll lead the other. Mm-hmm. We walk the illuminated trails down there at Camp Winoki and then come back to the shelter, and we usually have s'mores afterwards and hang out and visit a little bit. Just a fun fall evening. Something about walking in the fall, smelling the leaves, and looking at the stars and just being out at night once again with a flashlight, people really enjoy.
Yes. Also coming down the road, the first Autumn Festival leaf peeping tours and activities.
Yeah, last year I did a leaf peeping tour with People Movers. We talked about the fall colors, and some of the people who were on there asked me to expand on it. So we came up with the idea of doing an Autumn Festival, and so we'll do the leaf peeping tours, and I'll have activities up at the office at Briggs Woods at the conservation office for people to do some craft activities for the kids up there. And then afterwards they can go out back to our outback area, and we'll have hot dogs and s'mores back there for people to enjoy. Just a nice evening to get away, afternoon and evening to get away.
Mm-hmm. 24th of October.
Yep.
Again, we're almost pressing out of time, but quickly let's mention we got the Night Calls Night Hike. That's coming up in November 7th. This is all later in the year. I know we'll talk more about that as the day draws near. Holiday Wreath Making Workshop scheduled for November 21st. And this event, which was popular until we had the snow come flying by last just a few months ago, but in December or last month for the Candy Cane Hike. And that's coming up on December 5th.
Yeah, 2 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we'll hang candy canes on the trees. And this year it was almost like a Hallmark movie at the end because we had snow starting to fall as we were halfway through the candy cane event, picking the candy canes off the trees. And by the time we got back to the shelter, too, it was snowing hard. And people wanted to get going because of the weather that was moving in. And so that was why that was the last event for Christmas in the city.
All right. And, of course, we've talked about Junior Naturalist programs. There'll be about three on those first Wednesdays of the month. That'll be when school is out. Maybe, I don't know, June 3rd. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But also there's some other Tuesday morning, First Tuesday events, and just a whole lot of fun. If you want more information, John, from what we've talked about, just go to mycountyparks.com, or they may call you at 515-297-0423.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or give me a text. Yep.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause before we...
The big thing is the website. Drive everybody to the website. Go to mycountyparks.com. Like us on Facebook. And I have the cell phone. People can call me on that county cell or text me as well if they have any questions.
Very good.
Thank you for coming. I enjoy it. Absolutely. Enjoy doing this this job. It's a lot of fun.
It sure is, John. Mm-hmm. John Laird, thank you for joining us this morning. Lots to talk
about. Thanks for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. John Laird from Hamilton County Conservation.